Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Conversations about race can make us uncomfortable, especially in a multicultural social group. Jennifer Crosby, assistant professor of psychology at Williams College, explores the social dynamics of racially charged discussions.
Imagine being the only member of a certain social group when someone makes a questionable remark about your group. All eyes turn to you. Why does this happen? Do people just automatically look to anyone whose group is mentioned, or do they actually want to see your response to the remark? We examined this question using a small camera that can track people's eye movements. In our study, people watched a discussion in which someone criticized affirmative action, and we measured where these viewers looked. When the anti-affirmative action comment was made, people looked more at the one black person in the conversation than at the white people in the conversation. But this only happened when viewers believed the black person could hear the comment. When viewers were told that the black person could not hear the comment because his headphones were turned off, they did not look at him. This tells us that people look at members of specific groups in order to see their reactions. So, how does it feel to be the focus of this attention? We've found that situations like these, such as being the only black person in a conversation about affirmative action, produce negative feelings like self-consciousness and discomfort. Also, people in these situations often feel like they are in the spotlight and like they have to represent their entire group. We hope these studies can help us better understand the experiences of both majority and minority individuals in intergroup interactions. The tendency to look to a member of a relevant group may be a natural response to a questionable comment, but these glances can leave members of underrepresented groups feeling the burden of representing their entire social group.
That was Jennifer Crosby of Williams College. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own, giving all profits to charity and pursuing the common good for over 30 years. And from Mount Holyoke College, never fear change.